Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I am Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour. This is a special edition. This is for the Emmys, everybody. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. How are you? Everything is great on my end. Just enjoying the lovely end of summer weather, and everything is just wonderful. I'm looking forward to upcoming projects, and I'm good. What about you, sweetie? I know you're one foot out the door going somewhere. I know that.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I'm, you know, going on a cruise. So, you know, we'll see how the cruise is. I'm excited and I'm not nervous, but I don't know if I can take my laptop with me. And so that's just kind of bothered me a little bit. I don't know. I have to see what
I, you know, that's out of balance. If you're on vacation, why do you need a laptop?
Because I have to work all the time.
Just use your iPhone and jot down some notes or whatever, please. You're supposed to be on vacation, daughter. And you're not going by yourself. You're going with a husband. What? Oh, no. You know, I got to send you to Dr. Francis so you learn about balance and commitment. That's all I have to say. You know Dr. Francis?
No, who's Dr. Francis?
He's a therapist on Huntsville. Yeah.
Well, why am I going all the way there?
Well, because he's lovely. He's wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, all he looks and sounds so wise, and he's been married 40 some years. I love Dr. Francis.
I thought you were going to say 40 times. Okay.
No, not like most of them. No, but go ahead.
Oh, there was something else that happened. I forgot to mention that, Ma. I was disappointed. Russell Wilson's, you know, homecoming to Seattle did not turn out well. They lost by 1 point. And it was partially not his fault. The coach didn't give, you know, Russ the opportunity to get them some more yards so that the kicker could, you know, have a much easier opportunity
to do his thing.
Yeah.
A lot was the coaching, right?
Yeah, it's a new coach.
Get it together. They'll get it together. Listen, don't worry. No, we're not. We love.
And then they booed Russ, Ma.
What?
They booed him. Seattle booed him.
Of course they booed him because he left them.
No, but they didn't do that when Tom Brady left the first time he came back.
Oh, no, forget it. Russ had been with them for a while. I don't want to hear that, please.
Russ had been with them for a while. So had Tom Brady had been there longer when he was with the Patriots.
With Seattle?
No, I'm saying that Seattle, that wasn't nice to the fans. They could have gave him a round of applause before they started booing him.
Okay, you're mixing things.
And I said when Tom Brady came back the first game from the Patriots.
From his former team.
From his former team,
not from Seattle. You made it sound like he had been with Seattle.
Okay. But look, somebody's been drinking a little bit earlier. Yes, all I'm saying to you, Ma, is that Russell,
the fans weren't right.
Gave Seattle, you know, many years, and they could have given him a round of applause.
Well, that's the same thing I'm saying, daughter. They were mad with him.
But I said they didn't do that when Tom Brady came back. His old team.
Well, they didn't care. And it was a different team. He was up in Boston. It's different. It was a different team.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's get.
It was different fans. Listen, that's what happened. That's what happened. I love Russ. Don't worry. That's not an omen of future things to come. It just was off to a bad start. Give him a game or two to shake it off. And Russell is going to have a wonderful second part of his career with this new team.
Let's also give Geno Smith some credit. Right? He played really well.
Okay, well, good.
Yes.
Both of those were aberrations. That's all. It ain't how you play once in a while. It's how you play most of the time.
That's true. All right.
And everybody know Geno Smith, unless he done had a reawakening or rejuvenation or something, he's not a most of the time good player.
Well, yeah, he said everybody wrote him off, but I think he didn't write back. I think that's what he said.
Wonderful.
Good. I like that.
Well, good on Gino. Good for both of them. And I want the best for Russ. That's all I want to say. Because Russ is a good guy. And I love Russ and I want the best for Russ. Keep it moving.
All right. So let's tell everybody what we're sipping on. We're doing some whiskey again. Old favorite.
Oh, this brown stuff?
Yes.
Brown liquor?
Uncle Nearest Whiskey, Ma.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. You ready, daughter?
I hope so.
Uncle Nears?
Uncle Nearest.
Uncle Nearest.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't.
Like closest to you, Uncle Nearest.
I can't see the, you know, label there. Okay.
You have one of those beautiful shades.
Here is to health, wealth, happiness, long life, and prosperity. Salud.
Salud. Okay. All right. So, Ma, you know we're talking about the Emmys. Before we... Okay. We need to talk about the controversy. The number one... The number one talked about event that happened during the ceremony was late night host Jimmy Kimmel is receiving criticism for his actions during the acceptance speech at the Emmy Awards. During the event, Abbott Elementary creator Quinta Brunson was presented with the award for best writing in a comedy series. Before actor Will Arnett announced the winner, he dragged Kimmel on the stage.
Yes.
As Brunson took the stage, she looked down at Kimmel saying, "Jimmy, wake up. I won, Jimmy." He proceeded to stay there on the ground next to the mic for the entire duration of Brunson's acceptance speech. I did see him give a thumbs up, but he stayed there on the stage. Los Angeles Times reporter Ashley Lee later asked Brunson about the moment. She said, "It didn't bother me that much. I consider him one of the comedy godfathers. I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe I'll be mad at him. I'm going to be on his show on Wednesday. I might punch him in the face. We'll see." And she joked. She laughed. However, some critics didn't agree with her. They felt, and this is from a verified account, Alexis Johnson says, "He should have made a public apology by now." A critic said, "Yes, Jimmy Kimmel is unfunny and a bad person. Welcome." Another person said, "Honestly, didn't pay attention to him because I was so focused on her. But seeing it frozen in time, Jimmy Kimmel owes Quinta a very public apology, especially now that I know he did this after he lost. It's giving sore loser. It's not a moment she can get back." So, Ma, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that Jimmy Kimmel owes her an apology, or you think this is just much to do about nothing?
I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think he specifically owes her an apology. He might want to apologize for his poor taste in jokes. I don't know how funny it actually was. Maybe funny to some, maybe not to others. I figured he was half drunk and just overdoing it. You know, they had the bar there and clearly people were having cocktails. And I figured he was half drunk and it was just a bit. You know how they do these
bits. Do you really think he was drunk?
I think he was. I'm pretty sure he had a couple of drinks. I don't know how drunk in totality he was, but I'm quite sure he wasn't 100% sober, because it would take a little bit of alcohol or something to push you over the edge to say, "Go ahead and drag me on out there," because he was being drugged. He was dragged out there by Arnett. You know, and he never did get up and speak or do anything during, you know, he was supposed to be presenting or whatever the heck he was doing with Arnett. He stayed on the floor. So to me, you pretty halfway drunk already that you allow yourself to be drugged. You know, you ain't just your regular self. You done put your mind in some kind of state that, okay, just drag me on out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. You went to something. You went somewhere extreme. You know, so I don't know if he was drunk or medicated or what. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was, but I don't think he was just his regular self. Mm-hmm. And people always underestimate that. But why? When you're looking at people drinking.
Yeah.
You know, why are you not understanding the effect of alcohol? If you're going to stay exactly like you are, why bother with the alcohol? It has some kind of effect to relax you, and alcohol is known to, you know, relax your inhibitions. Mm-hmm. And that's why people drink it. So I don't know that he was drunk, but I would imagine that he was a little bit more relaxed than he normally is. And I don't think the bit was necessarily that funny, but I don't think it was in any way intended to offend her. Where there's a question, and I'm kind of on the fence about this, is when she said, "Jimmy, I won," and he still didn't get up. Mm-hmm. And she said that to him, and that indicated to me that she thought he should have gotten up mm-hmm. at that point, but he didn't. But then he gave some acknowledgement by giving it a thumbs up or something, mm-hmm. whatever he did. So I guess that was his homage to her, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but overall, I think it's much ado about nothing except him making a fool out of himself, doing a foolish bit. You know, I don't think it took away from her or took away from anything. I think it was just him doing a foolish bit. And I guess he already knew he was going to lose, because when he was dragged out there, I said to myself, I guess this is his version of kicking and screaming and being dragged, because he's going to lose.
Well, he wasn't in that category. He had already lost.
Well, whatever, or because he did lose or want to lose or whatever. I felt it was a response to losing. That is still what I mean.
Well, they mentioned that too, like, you know, in everything.
Okay, so to me, it was just, that was his bit, you know? I guess he thought it was funny. Maybe some people did, some people didn't, but it wouldn't have meant anything to me. If I was up there receiving my award, I wouldn't have cared if he came streaking across. Remember streaking? You know, people.
Yeah, they still do that, Ma.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't care if he would have went streaking across. It's all the same to me. Hey, you can only embarrass yourself. You will not be embarrassing me.
Well, I kind of agree with you. I don't think that this was, you know, people are equating this or making this like a race thing. This is, to me, this wasn't nothing about race. First off, he didn't know who was going to win.
Who was going to even win. Right. He was dug out there from the very beginning. Right.
And he was I think he, like you said, did the bit because he lost, sort of tongue in cheek, you know, because he lost from a previous category. And I think that at some point, it should have stopped, you know,
it
at some
been
point
sooner.
Yeah. Well, that was the issue
thing.
To me,
you know, but I think it's basically much ado about.
But my, it was trending.
If I have to, I got it. No, I understand that people would, you know, it would be something to talk, because it's something that was very unusual. Mm-hmm. You know, not often you see somebody just being drugged out on stage, you know, literally drugged, mm-hmm. as people always say, literally. Well, he was literally drugged out on the stage.
Right. Yeah. And I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
People always want to complain about something.
And I still do like him.
Yeah.
I don't care if his drunk ass got drug out there or not. I don't care.
Yeah, it was just a
that's
bad,
him
on a bad
drunk out there on that dirty floor. To me, he was even drunk as something to even get on that, to put himself, his body and suit and clothes and everything on that dirty ass floor. So, you know, that's his problem. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's dig into the show. First off, you know who we have to talk about? We got to talk about the host. So Kenan Thompson,
the
self-proclaimed mayor of television.
Okay.
You know, he had a lot going on. He did some funny, you know, little song and dance to the theme song.
He was getting down at one point with the dancing.
Yes.
I said, go ahead, Kenan. Yes.
And a little cute reunion for me was him and Kel. Kenan and Kel.
He was so happy and he hugged Kel. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it was just so sweet. I love that too. I thought that was real cute too.
Before you dig in, Ma, I thought that Kenan did a decent job. I think he did, well, more than decent. I think he did a good job.
I do.
Some things were hit, some things were missed.
Well, yeah.
But overall, I really enjoyed him. I you know, and I didn't even check. I think Cedric the Entertainer was a host of the Emmys a year or two ago.
Man, he was a host of something one time, and I wanted him to get the hook. I wanted Sandman from the Apollo to come out with the hook and do his little tap dance him on off stage. I wanted Cedric to go.
And I thought Kenan did I think he did a good job. I was pleasantly surprised.
I do too. I think he did a good job, and it's something about Kenan that is very
whatever you say about him, it's something about Keenan that is very endearing. It's something about Keenan is very sweet. I'm sure he's got his nasty little ways too, like everybody else, you know, but it's something about him that is very charming and endearing on these shows. And you just will, you know, you just kind of, you and he's so familiar and you just kind of go with it, you know, and even when he falls flat, if his jokes are corny or if they're whatever, you know, it's Keenan and you just go with it, you know. So I was happy to see him and I enjoyed him. I thought he did a good job as well.
I thought he did a good job. I don't really want to rate him, although we will rate the, you know,
overall show, but I
thought he was good. He can hold his head up.
Me too. If they would have came back out there with Cedric, I might have changed the channel. I'm not even sure I would have watched it.
Was it Cedric? It might have been Cedric, right?
Cedric did something. He was up there with one of those shows, and whichever one it was, he did not do a good job. He did a hooch job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the MC, Sam J. So Sam J. I think for me, the jokes kind of fell flat for me. Sam J, I think, has a good personality, but I did not like the format for her.
Oh, go ahead.
I think it was almost as though she was having conversations with herself sometimes.
You know what I think? Me and you are kind of on the same page with that. Mm-hmm. I don't think she necessarily was having a conversation with herself, but what I think is that her jokes were too esoteric. You know, her jokes were for a very select group of people. Mm-hmm. I don't think that her jokes were mainstream enough. Mm-hmm. She could have told one or two little jokes like that where only certain ones of us understood what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. But she told almost everything she said was geared toward only a very specific group of people. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't funny to the overall audience.
No.
She should have told more mainstream. She should have tailored her presentation to the audience that she was presenting for. You mm-hmm. know, she had a couple of thousand people there, however many people in that audience, mm-hmm. and then millions on the TV. And I think her jokes should have been more mainstream, and they were not, you know.
Oh, I agree.
Like hardly any of them were mainstream,
right?
You know, and that's different because she had a mainstream audience. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not at a little club in like the village or, you know, or around the way or something mm-hmm. like that. She had a huge audience and she should have been trying to appeal to at least most of her audience, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So, and she did not. And it wasn't where she's a storyteller like Dave Letterman, where he builds up and tells you his story and you get it and you've mm-hmm. got it because he's taking you through the experience. Mm-hmm. She's just sitting there rattling off one-liners.
Right.
And things that really only appeal to, like I said, just a certain specific group of people, you
yeah.
know?
And I thought that, you know, listen, age is nothing but a number. I thought that a lot of her jokes were, you know, not very mature. You know, I thought that a lot of them were very juvenile. But I do think that she's talented, and mm-hmm. you know, but this to me wasn't her best showing. I'll just say to me.
Well, I think she'll give it some thought for mm-hmm. you know the next time. I will say I was glad to see her, and I just want to see her. Elevate her performance in the sense, not that she really wasn't funny, but in the sense that she understands her show. She tailors her show to the audience that she's presenting.
I think maybe we can see her do something else. I think we can probably give somebody else another chance.
Absolutely.
Because she's, you know, a working comedian. So
absolutely.
It's not,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it, as is the case with many comedians and many singers, like some singers are more outstanding singing certain types of songs because mm-hmm. their voice are tailored for it. Listen, certain comedians are better doing stand-up and some are better as comedic actors, you know, and on and on and on, you know. So, yeah, so I get it. But I was glad to see her, you know, all everything else. I was glad to see her, him, her, you know, they.
No, it's her. She's a lesbian.
Okay.
Said lesbian.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I was happy to see Sam. You know, I was very happy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's start.
I mean, did I say the wrong thing? What are you rolling your eyes at me for?
I'm not rolling my eyes. It's something. It was my something's put in my contacts.
It's like, you know, I mean, that's how I
my contacts will bother me, Mom. Okay. What?
Well, don't do that because you're making me feel that I'm saying something offensive, and I certainly did not.
You didn't say anything offensive.
Right.
Mom, okay. My contacts, come on now. Spread love.
You come on. You spread love instead of controversy.
Okay. Anyway, Sam J, we love you. Wasn't your best showing on this award show, but I know you're very talented.
Sam J, I never saw you before. I'd like to see you again.
Well, you need to check Netflix.
This is my first time. This is my first time seeing. I didn't see her before.
Okay.
Sam J, I'll see you again. I'll check you out on Netflix for sure.
Okay.
I do think you're talented, and I'd like to see more of you. So, okay. So, good on you, Sam J.
Okay. So, Mom, what did you think of the fashion before we get into the actual award?
Fabulous. I thought they smoked them. I thought across the board, I give them high marks. I give the overall. They were so well-dressed. I only saw a few what I consider duds. Only a couple. You know, I think.
Who do you think was a dud, Ma?
Collectively, you know, my girl, she too is charming and pleasant and can sing the roof off the house. That goddamn Kelly Clarkson. Oh, excuse me. That dangity
you
dog.
You can curse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forget what show I'm on. Okay. That Kelly Clarkson. What in the hell is wrong with her? She went back there and pulled out a black tablecloth and wrapped it around her and threw a belt up under her chin and came walking out there. Yes. What was wrong with her?
She doesn't, you know, really what is like.
What's wrong with her? Please don't tell me she's chubby because that's bullcrap. Because
I didn't say that.
You. I'm talking to people in general. I saw people of all shapes and sizes and colors and genres and every other thing, whatever you want to say. And they were looking fabulous. Kelly Clarkson, there's no reason for you to have such poor fashion sense. You always look the worst. You always look worse than everybody else. Your fashion, you look terrible. The only person who even challenged you was Carmichael. And he looked fabulous, but going to the wrong party. Yeah. You know, he looked fabulous if he was going someplace else. It isn't that he had on horrible clothes. It's just that I think he was maybe dressed for the after party.
Yeah.
You know,
he was.
That's all I say. And a certain kind of after party.
He was it could be this after party.
He was dressed for get your freak on any way you want to after party. You know, so all jokes aside, I think he was not dressed really appropriately for, you know, presentations and to be the recipient of an award. But that's where his head was, and that's how he felt. But his clothes were fabulous, just not apropos for the occasion. Kelly, your clothes you had on were not appropriate for any occasion, unless you was going someplace singing in the church choir where they wore black robes. And baby, I seen way better looking choir robes than you had on. Way better looking. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong with you, Kelly. You got a very pleasant face and a lovely attitude and a smoking voice. What is wrong with you? Why do you wear those horrible clothes?
Maybe she just is not into fashion, Ma. I don't know.
But then she needs to step back and listen.
Okay.
She needs to step back and listen to people. No, Angie, she don't have no expert advising her to look like that. No way. No way in hell that she has an expert, because if she had anybody who had any kind of fashion eye, she wouldn't look that bad all the time. She maybe some hit and misses once in a while. That's her. That's her own poor fashion sense. And Kelly, I'm telling you, as a person who actually likes you and thinks that you are super talented, a beautiful voice, and a very charming personality, you just act like you're crazy. You act like you close your eyes and just go in your closet. Wait a minute, why in the hell are those things in your closet? Why do you even possess those type of things?
Well, what I will say, Ma, is that I do agree that
don't make no
the fashion was excellent. I love Zendaya. Oprah looks great.
Oprah was smoking. Looking
Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Look like Gina Davis. Like 20 years was off her with her on the money hairdo, and then she had the nerve. She's just letting y'all know she done dropped a few pounds. All white, baby. She wasn't trying to hide nothing. She came out there in all white. Good on you, Oprah.
Kerry Washington, Sarah Paulson, Jean Smart.
Looking fabulous.
They all just looking look fabulous. Really nice. And the guys look nice.
Were looking handsome as hell. The guys were looking good. Everybody was looking good.
Everybody was having a good time getting their drink on.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's actually go down with the categories. Do you want to start with the most popular or the least popular?
We start with wherever you want to start, daughter.
Okay. So Outstanding Variety Special went to the Super Bowl. We don't need to go there with that. The halftime show, congratulations to that. That wasn't even anything we saw too much of. Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded.
What Super Bowl was that?
The last Super Bowl with Snoop and...
And everybody, was outstanding. And
Mary J, yes.
And 50, and all of them, and Dr. Dre, and everybody. Yes, that was fabulous, fabulous. Yes, they did deserve that.
Yes, yes, of course. Outstanding Variety Special.
Brush over that. You know that was a smoking halftime show.
No, it was. It's just, Outstanding Variety Special went to Adele, One Night Only.
I loved it. Adele, that's another one. Adele came out there in that black gown and those, Saturn earrings. Her weight was tight. Her hairdo was good. The atmosphere was beautiful. And she had, what's his name? Rich Paul laying in the cut. Oh, it was smoking.
Okay,
it was smoking.
Good, Ma. Good. That's all right. So Outstanding Writing for Variety Special went to Gerard Carmichael for Roth Daniel, which we briefly discussed. I was happy for him.
Hey, make money when you can, Roth Daniel. Make money when you can. You disclosed years ago that you was gay, but good. Go ahead, Roth Daniel. Good.
I actually thought it was
Roth Daniel, I'm fat. Let me do a special. Go ahead.
It was a good special.
My friends upset. They want me to lose weight.
Okay, I'm going to leave that. But congratulations, Gerard Carmichael. Outstanding Variety for a Variety Series. So it went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Ma. Now, I love John Oliver. I think his show was great. But are they ever going to spread the love? I mean, is it ever going to be Trevor Noah or Jimmy Kimmel?
The fix is in. It's all about his British accent.
Is that what it is?
I don't know, sweetie, but I'm like you. Give somebody else a break, okay?
I mean, I think it's good, though. I mean, do you like a show? I mean, what do you think?
I've seen him, I thought he was hysterical. The times I've seen him, I thought he was very funny. But I also think other people are equally funny and talented in the same category.
Okay, well, he wins every year, pretty much. Okay.
We have to break this up next year, else we're going to know the fix is in.
Documentary or nonfiction special went to George Carlin's American Dream. I did not see that.
I did not either.
I don't feel
and
like
I'm so sorry. I might have to watch it just for my own, entertainment. I think I'm going to have to watch it. I didn't see it either, sweetie. Full disclosure, I did not see it.
Okay. Directing for a drama series went to Wang Dong Huck.
Oh, let me guess. Would that be the Squid Game?
That is Squid Game.
Oh, how did I guess?
And congratulations to them.
That was the job. Yeah, great.
Directing for a comedy series went to Ted Lasso and Jay Delaney for No Weddings and a Funeral.
Was that the episode where her father died?
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah. I thought it was good. I mean, it's just good in general. You know, they just have such a high standard and they're so consistently good with the writing on that show, writing and the cast on that show. They're so consistently good. You would have a hard time arguing against them. Okay. You know, they set the bar really pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, they were up against, you know, some stiff competition, but, you know, okay. Next, writing for a limited series, a movie or drama series. And this went to White Lotus. And the guy, Mike White, he won also for Mike directing. White,
yeah. He got two. For,
So you know what, I don't know what your thoughts about this. I thought it was good because I mean, you had said something to me before, and I'm going to copy your point where you said that, oh, well, this was original and a lot of the other shows in the category were non-original pieces. They, you know, were based on true stories. But my issue with this is not a limited series now. They're coming back for a second season. So it's no longer a limited series. So I don't know, but I did enjoy White Lotus. I will tell you that.
Well, we'll see. We'll you know, assess it on its merits in the upcoming season. I enjoyed it. I told you before, sometimes I just go right to the superficial feel good kind of, you know, program. Mm-hmm. And even though White Lotus went into some dark and quirky places, White Lotus was just so overall feel good. You felt like if you were in that environment, whatever terrible things you have in that environment with those individuals, you would somehow find a salvation or solace. You know, no, I mean that. I don't mean religious salvation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the strength and the courage to move on, because you either found people who were honest enough, even though they had done bad things, mm-hmm. you know, they did seek to do better and they showed contrition, you know, even if they had bad thoughts, you know, they also had good thoughts and they were also kind on top of being nasty, you know, and so on and so forth. I mean, there, you know, all the way around, to me, it was overall just a kind of feel good series. And even when things were done really wrong and really bad, there was also accountability. There ended up being prices to pay for everyone who mm-hmm. did what they weren't supposed to do.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that they had a good ensemble to bring out the good writing. And I think
absolutely.
But I thought it was a really cool story.
And the confluence of those things, the writing and the cast, it just worked well. It just worked. The writing, the cast, the ambiance, the, you know, the setting, everything, it all worked really well, in my opinion. And you know, it all went together to make it a very appealing series.
Okay. So we're in agreement there. Writing for a drama series went to Jesse Armstrong for Succession. And I think that was All the Bells Say. And I really enjoy Succession because although I think Succession pulls a lot from, you know, what's going on right now in the real world and, you know, particular wealthy families.
And even what has gone on historically in many wealthy families and, you know, royalty, you know, and, you know, aristocracy mm-hmm. of years gone by, it pulls back even biblical stories, mm-hmm. you know, it goes back, you know, way back. So, you know, I don't want to go all into all that, but yeah, you know, so it is not in by no means a new story, but it is a well-written story.
Oh, well-written and also
well-acted. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we mentioned this this young woman earlier, writing for a comedy series, Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, and congratulations to her.
Yes,
you know, I felt strongly that she was going to win. This wasn't like a surprise to me. Oh, I felt she should win because it's just like such a pleasant story.
Yeah,
you know, it's teachers who really care about their students and who are doing the best that they can with very limited resources to try and help these young people's lives. And I just enjoyed it. And Quinta, she's just so sweet, you know, and they all have their little personalities.
Yeah.
They all at the end are pretty well intentioned. And I just think she does a really good job.
That principal at Abbott, she is off the hook. She is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
She is so bad and so good and so caring and so selfish all at the same time. She is so funny to me. Mm-hmm. I want to see so much more from them. They are really good. I hope the series has a long life.
They're coming back this week. Yeah. They're coming back or next week with the season two. So I'm looking forward to it. Reality and competition.
Good to see Tyler as well from Chris, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Good to see him as well. Yeah.
A lot of people are, a lot of people are talking about this category, the reality competition one, in which Lizzo won for Watch Out for the Big Girls. Because she kind of broke up RuPaul's Drag Race, which won 4 consecutive years. And I think 10 times it's won in that category. And it was just kind of cool to see some fresh new meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, and Lizzo definitely brought, the drama from her gown and, just her performance on stage, even though she wasn't actually technically performing as far as musically, Lizzo is always very dramatic. So it was cool. It was cool to see.
Yeah. I loved it. And I loved the bigness of her dress because, often she's over the top either way. She's with extra drama anywhere you go. I love the fullness and the bigness. I love the drama of her dress. Mm-hmm. I really did. To me, it just went with everything. It went with everything that she projects. I think she's a wonderful self-marketer,
Okay, here's another category in which I don't even know why they have this as a category anymore, because we know who's going to win. Variety sketch series. Saturday Night Live won. It's only Saturday Night Live
in the category
or Black Lady Sketch Show. Right.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a very limited. That's a narrow category. I don't know. They're going to have to expand it. They're going to have to change the criteria.
Or get rid of it.
Or either get rid of it. Yeah. One or the other.
You know, or announce it. Or announce it.
Just announce it without a presentation.
Right.
Without an on-screen presentation. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, variety talk series. We mentioned this a gentleman before last week tonight with John Oliver. He won again. He won two in the same night, and he the past 4 or 5 years he's been winning that I know of. Though I don't know, they're gonna have to break that up. But I love John Oliver though because he is very informative. But come on, maybe 1 year. Supporting actor limited series. Or movies, and that was Maury Bartlett from The White Lotus, the hotel manager. And I thought that he did a wonderful job. What did you think?
He was funny. Oh, he was funny. He was bad. He was everything, but he was good. He played his role to the hilt. Yes, he did. He did a marvelous job.
And we have supporting actress, limited series or movie. We had Ms. Jennifer Coolidge from The White Lotus, Tanya McQuaid. She did.
And you know what? She knows that she needs with her silly self. She's silly and funny. And she knows that she needed to get off stage talking about how the way her dress fits and all this nonsense. And so they start to play her off because, look, you're up there to give a thank you speech, not to spending time talking about your dress. So, I thought she was funny and I thought she was hysterical when she started dancing. Oh, mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought that was so great. I thought she was just in the moment and she went with it. And I love that. I don't know if you're going to get back to SLR. Are you finished with that? Or you didn't get to it yet?
SLR?
Cheryl Lee Ralph.
I didn't get to her yet, Ma.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh, sweet. I was like, SLR? No,
yeah, because you mentioned Abbott Elementary. And I'm like, how did
I'm,
you
I'm going.
Okay. All right. I'm not. Okay. You got your flow. Go ahead, daughter.
Supporting actor drama went to Matthew McFadden from Secession. That's Tom, Shiv's.
Yeah. I know what's her name?
Husband.
With his quirky, strange self. Yeah. Go ahead.
That was,
does not have that accent on the show. Yes, I don't hear that accent on the show.
No, I'm like you, but I would have liked to have seen Kieran Culkin win. It would have been nice, give Culkin something.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Now
let him hang out for another year. He'll get something.
This is one of, This is one of the most controversial categories, if not the most, which was supporting actress drama, went to Julie Garner from Ozark, Ruth, as opposed to Rhea Seehorn, Kim from Better Call Saul. A lot of people had some thoughts about this, Ma.
I was crazy about Ruth. I thought she was all that. The only thing is that I didn't think she was all that compared to Kim. Mm-hmm. And
she's won 3 times.
And she's won it before. So I thought it was about time for Kim to get her flowers. I thought, you know, Kim could have easily walked away with that award and been at the top, and it would have been legit. I didn't necessarily see Ruth winning it. Was this the third time? I didn't see her necessarily earning it for a third time.
And this is Rhea Seehorn's first nomination.
Yeah. But let me just put it this way. Mm-hmm. This isn't the worst snub I've mm-hmm. ever seen. It was just a snub within the most recent Emmy Awards. They've had much worse snubs than that.
No, but
much more egregious snubs than that.
I don't know. I thought here's my thing. I thought
it wasn't so great. It wasn't so great.
I think that Julie Garner is great, and I enjoyed her playing Ruth. And I felt that the first time that she won, I thought, awesome, amazing. She 100%, no question. The second time, maybe. The third time, come on now. Right. That's how I felt at that point.
Right. I got you, because we've seen so much other talent that's been equal and better.
Yeah, right? especially this last season. You know, there was a lot of competition. But
right.
One thing for you guys out there, Rhea Seehorn does have an opportunity to win another Emmy for her role as Kim in the 2023 Emmy Award show, because of the way they broke up the seasons, how they, you know, had it in two parts. So she does qualify. So we'll see. Maybe she'll get it. Who knows?
Yeah, but she was smoking as Kim.
Yeah.
She was really good. She did her thing playing Kim. Okay.
Supporting actor in a comedy series goes to Brad Goldstein from Ted Lasso. That's Roy Kent.
And you know, we love Roy.
We love Roy. No real surprise.
I wanted Roy to win it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then for supporting actress, comedy, Cheryl Lee Ralph for Abbott Elementary, the acceptance speech of the night. I'll let you take that, Ma. I'll let you, because I know you really loved it.
That she had the warmth, the compassion, the passion, the braveness, the courage, the everything to get up there and speak from her heart. I loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. Mm-hmm. And as you informed me, Pei, prior to this, she had never even been invited. Mm-hmm. After how many years in show business, from Dreamgirls and even prior to that, from her Broadway debut in Dreamgirls, how many years ago? And she's been in how many, you know, sitcoms and plays and productions and how many years? Right. 40, maybe more than 40?
Well, probably, you know, more than 40.
Yeah, you know, and this is her first time even being invited to the Emmys. I was so happy. I was so happy for her and so pleased and proud of the way she accepted, the words she spoke, the song she sang, the way she looked, the emotion she showed, the gratitude, the inclusiveness, the everything. I just thought it was off the hook. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And she, I don't know the name of the song that she sang. Like, Endangered Species. Endangered Species. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So good to see her. She looked great. And I was just so happy. And I was hoping that she would win. And she did. And that was, you know, to me, that was the moment of the night.
I think so too. I think so too. I think she shook the house. I thought it was great.
Okay. So best actor in a limited series or TV movie went to Michael Keaton. And I can't really say that I'm surprised, because he did a really, really good job. I think, who was it? Oscar Isaac. I kind of, you know, was rooting for him a little bit, but I felt that Michael Keaton would probably take it.
Well, he had a message movie. Yeah. He was in a message movie, you know, about the opioid epidemic, you know, and it was really, really riveting. You know, he had a message. So for those reasons, I thought that he might get it.
Okay.
And not because he did a better acting job than Isaac's, not because of that, but because of the theme, the text, the content, you know, was very, very political and very, very relevant. And it was a message movie.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Almost a huge PSA.
Oh, for sure.
Almost just a big, huge cautionary PSA tale. Mm-hmm.
And then for the best actress in a limited series or TV movie, it went to Amanda Seyfried for The Dropout. And I thought that she was excellent and playing a very unlikable character. And she really became Elizabeth. I don't remember her last name. But I thought she well deserved, don't you think? She was really great.
I think she did an excellent job too. I think she did a hell of a job, in that role. And I saw some signs of her when she was doing her acceptance speech. When she was making the speech, she reminded me of herself in the movie, actually, you know. So I don't know how close to that be. I don't mean the negative part. I mean the speech patterns and, you know, so forth, you know.
She normally isn't like that. It probably is going to take her a while to, unlearn that, because I've seen her in other things. Yeah. But you know, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in Best Actor Drama, to me, this was a surprise of the night. And it went to Lee Jong-jae for Squid Game, and he became the first Asian American, first Asian actor to win the lead role in drama. And I'm very happy for him that he won. I didn't think it wouldn't have been my pick. My pick would have been Bob Odenkirk. I was a little bit disappointed that Bob Odenkirk didn't win for Better Call Saul. What are your thoughts, Ma? He was in a category with Jeremy Strong from Succession, Adam Scott from Severance, Brian Cox, and Jason Bateman from Ozark.
I don't think he was necessarily better than any of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, I like Jason Bateman too. Mm-hmm. And I thought Jeremy Strong, you know, as Randall, I think he's smoking on there. And you know, Bob Odenkirk, you know, I like them all. That's just the truth of it. I like them all. And he was not better than any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the reasoning behind him getting it. Okay. And once again, there's social and political significance in many of the choices. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing to promote inclusivity.
Jeremy Strong plays Kendall.
Yeah. Randall? I'm Randall, sorry. Yeah. You know, I mean Kendall. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of Randall for another reason. But anyway, I don't think he was necessarily better than any of them. I don't think he was better flat out. I don't think he was better than any of them, included in that category. Like I said, I think it was for other political reasons of diversity and inclusivity and fostering goodwill within the whole acting community, the global, because now it's global acting community. That's what I think. And I wish you wouldn't make those faces when I say that, because that's what I think. Now, you're looking at me like they shouldn't do that, but they should do that. They should do that sometimes.
No, I don't think that they should do that. I think that he should have been nominated. I think that he did an excellent job. I don't think that he was, better than anybody that was in that category.
I don't think he was better, but I think he was just as good.
I don't think that he was just as good.
Okay, so now that's the difference, because all things being equal, it doesn't matter. See, no.
I don't, when I say just as good, I think that he may have been as good as some in there, yeah. but I don't think that he was better than everyone in the category.
Okay,
and,
well, okay.
And I thought that Squid Game.
You and I differ, because I think they were kind of equal.
Okay, I mean, that's your.
No.
That's your opinion. Okay. I mean, okay. I just don't think, well, that's, I think why, that's Squid
well,
Game.
That's why it made it because all right I, to me because, for them to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Because, well, they were all things were equal, pretty much. Well, I didn't think any of them were just markedly better than him. I didn't think that either.
Well, I felt like, see, to me, I felt that Squid Game itself was bigger than any one actor.
Of course.
Wow. Better Call Saul. You can't have Better Call Saul without Bob Odenkirk. I can't see anybody else playing that role.
Gotcha.
And so that's what I mean. Like, I think that Squid Game should have definitely won awards at 100%. But I, you know, am happy that he's the first Asian actor to win, and that's great. And I think that's a huge accomplishment. I also don't think that he was better than Bob Odenkirk, and you know, so mm-hmm. I'll just leave it alone. So, you know, we have her opinions, but I really enjoyed Squid Game, and I felt Squid Game should have won many awards. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for best actress drama, it went to Zendaya for Euphoria. And I thought that she was probably going to win. I thought that, you know, it's a very difficult role to play. And sometimes she's not very likable playing it. And it's hard to look at Zendaya and, you know, not like her, because Zendaya always comes across as being very sweet and very likable. And I think that she does a really good job with it. I don't know who else, man. Did you Laura Linney and Ozark, I thought is just so unlikable, to where she kind of canceled herself out. Melanie Linsky and Yellow Jackets, I thought that she did a good job. But I don't know. I just didn't feel that she did what Zendaya did for this. I don't know.
I think they got it right with Zendaya. Mm-hmm. I thought the role she played was really one that resonated with so many people. And I thought she did a hell of a job. And I thought she was really committed to that role, and it came across. Thought it was really good. Once again, a message movie, one that, you know, does touch so many families. Almost every family is, touched by, once again, this issue of addiction. And I think she did it very well. I think she was very deserving. You know, I think it was a wonderful vehicle for her. And I thought she was very deserving of the award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so best actor comedy goes to Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. I didn't know that he was going to win. Like, I wasn't quite sure. He was up against, well, Donald Glover, Bill Hader for Barry. I thought maybe, because Bill Hader had a lot going on this season. I felt he did a really good acting job. Nicholas Hoult, the great, we did not watch. We have to be honest. No. Maybe you saw it, Mom.
No.
I didn't.
No. I didn't see that.
Steve Martin and Martin Short may have canceled themselves out on Only Murders in the Building.
And because they're both very funny in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I give the edge to Martin Short anyway, but go ahead.
So for Jason Sudeikis, I wasn't quite sure. I mean, to me, this one could have been, you pick them for this category.
I gotcha. Yeah, because they had a lot of good talent in there. They really did. But, you know, good, and, you know, a good on Jason, and congratulations to him for that. Because Ted Lasso overall, I just really love.
Ted Lasso was just great. So,
Yeah.
And so for best actress comedy, we have Jean Smart for Hacks. And I'm happy that she won. I think that she does an excellent job. And that was my pick.
And she too, Jean Smart, was looking smoking. she was looking just great and happy, you know, happy for her. I don't know what they're going to do in the upcoming season, but just so happy for her. Just really wonderful. She does a hellified job in that role and it's good. And it's in particularly good that a woman of a certain age is, you know, is playing the lead role and she's playing the glamorous and successful role, you know, so it's, you know, character, you know, who's struggling with certain things, but
yeah, she's 70 plus.
Yeah, yeah, but she's doing wonderfully and she just looks great. And I was overall just very pleased with that whole thing for Jean Smart. So good look for Jean. Yeah.
And so best limited series went to The White Lotus. And I'm not surprised because White Lotus.
Nor am I. I'm looking forward to them. I don't know what they're going to do, but they have a hard act to follow because once again, they set the standards so high for themselves. So let's see what they're going to come up with.
I think the only one that's returning is Jennifer Coolidge. I think this is going to be a, you know, completely different crop of vacationers.
Yeah.
And best drama went to Succession. And I thought it was well-earned. I really like Succession. I don't know what you thought.
When are they coming back? You know, these series are like a phantoms, you know? And then they're gone and you never know when the hell they're coming back. I really don't like the way they have these, you know, schedules set up. They're, you know, just outrageous.
Now, look now, don't ask too much.
Yeah, you have to do you have to go back through and do a bunch of recaps to even know, remember where you were, you know?
For sure. Okay. And then finally, best comedy went to Ted Lasso.
Okay. I buy that.
I'm happy with that.
Ted Lasso, you're always going to get a smile out of Ted Lasso. I buy that completely.
And so, Ma, you know, there was just a few little things that I wanted to, you know, I made note of. Only Murders in the Building was shut out.
Yes, they were.
You know, nothing for Severance and or Yellow Jackets.
Oh, well.
And Better Call Saul also was mostly shut out. They won a couple awards, I think, before. Actually, that is not true. They have not won. They've had 46 nominations in over six seasons, and they have not won. So I don't like that.
Oh, something's wrong with that.
Something is very wrong with that. And then Insecure was shut out. You know, we wanted to, I think Issa Rae did a really good job, great series. And you want to give her flowers. And I think she's getting her flowers.
She's got rap shit coming, so let's see.
Okay, and finally, Ma, there were some people who were upset because they felt that somebody else was snubbed.
And who
guess
was that
who it
thing?
Was?
No.
Queen Elizabeth in the memorial.
Oh, they snubbed her?
Yes, they didn't mention her.
Oh, wow.
That was trending on Twitter.
Oh, you mean they didn't say, they didn't, when they had the memorial section?
Correct.
They should have had her picture there?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what happened. You think they were only doing American citizens? I don't know what the hell was going on. I think maybe it was just for Americans.
I don't think so, but...
I don't know what the hell, right?
But people just always have something to complain about.
She really is getting her flowers. No, but she wasn't in show business. Didn't they only have it for show business people?
You're right.
She wasn't in the arts.
No, that's right.
What
do you give the Emmys overall? What is your rating?
Oh, I'm going to give it. Definitely, I'm going to give it an 8.5. It's getting top shelf for me. 8.5, yes.
Okay. I am going to give it a top shelf. I'm going to give it an 8. I thought it was a pretty good telecast. You know, there's a couple little things that I would have changed here and there, but I thought it was really good. It didn't seem as long as it was.
Yeah, you got that right. I was able to get through 3 hours, and I like the beginning, from the very beginning, the opening segment when they were dancing, they were getting down. Oh, I loved it. It was very different, you know?
Yeah.
It's very different. I like that a lot. So even when the jokes fell flat, they were so corny until they were funny. And when they fell flat, nobody laughed. That was kind of funny. you know, so I enjoyed it very much. And it just looked good. And I think everybody was glad to be out and, you know, and just sort of together. I really, it was a feel good kind of atmosphere, I felt, you know. So overall, I liked it. And you know, certain, you know, events and certain winners were so joyful and so joyous. They made the night for everybody, you know. So it was good. So I'm giving it, like I said, I'm staying with my top shelf 8.5.
Okay.
All right.
Sweetie. All right. So I'm gonna, like I said, I give it an 8 top shelf, and you know, it was enjoyable.
Okay.
We have some breaking news before we go. It's not necessarily great news, but it is in the sports world. So the Phoenix Suns and Mercury majority owner has been fined $10 million and has been suspended for a year from dealing with anything to do with the Suns or the Mercury because
Why, of daughter?
Bad conduct. So Mr. Server, on at least 5 occasions during his tenure with the Suns Mercury organization, repeated the N-word when recounting statements to others. Mr. Server engaged in instances of inequitable conduct toward female employees, made many sex-related comments in the workplace, made inappropriate comments about the physical appearance of female employees and other women, and on several occasions engaged in inappropriate physical conduct toward male employees. Mr. Server engaged in demeaning and harsh treatment of employees, including by yelling and cursing at them. So do you think a year is sufficient punishment from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, or do you think he should be forced to, you know, step down?
Well, I don't know how long he's been in the position. I don't know how much goodwill he's fostered. I don't know the good things about him that he has given to the game. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm just hearing this bad stuff. And I would say, I wouldn't want to start, if this is his first infraction, if he's been warned before, if he's been fined before. I mean, I don't know where he is along the spectrum.
Well, this dates back to 2004, apparently.
Okay, but has he been fined or punished or anything before?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, if this is his first punishment, okay, then the year is probably okay. If this is the first time, okay, that he's actually been called on the carpet and actually been made to, you know, suffer a penalty, this is fine. You know, because you don't want to start at the most extreme. If he has not learned to conduct himself in accordance to the rules when he returns, then outie.
And you, I think me? That, and yeah,
then
and there
outie.
Was, and there was
I would give him another chance after this.
And there was apparently one incident, Mom, where he had been warned about his use of the N-word. And he heard a player on the court from the opposing team use the N-word, and he went off and said, how can he use the N-word? And I can't use the N-word, blah, 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 blah. Mind you, it was a Black player doing that. And he went off, and it was like a big scene, I guess, amongst, you know, certain people.
Right.
And I don't know if there's many different things that we don't know. So we have to find out more information, but I don't know how the players will feel when the league is 73% Black.
Yeah. So if this is his first suspension, I'm going to say leave room. You know, I think a year, I would start with that year, because a year can be significant.
But some people feel, how can you come back? Like, how is that going to
work? Well, I would end with this whole concept of forgiving, showing grace, giving second chances. If you embrace that kind of thinking, in general, I do. Mm-hmm. Not always. But in general, I do. The year will be significant. Now, if he comes back and he acts like, oh, it was all a big joke, I was just chilling for a year, then he would get drop kicked out the front door. Okay? And that's how I feel. Because listen, if he's going to learn his lesson, then he's going to learn it in this year, if he's going to take it seriously. If not, then, you know, time will tell. Time will tell. I give him a chance. I give him enough rope to hang himself.
Yeah, I think I need more information, and I will get back to you on the next episode with my thoughts, because right, this is, you know, breaking news. I haven't had time to process
it. Well, if nothing else, if something else arises, then, you know, I'll address it as well. But at this time, that's pretty much the view I'm going to take, you know, one of second chances and, you know, grace.
Mm-hmm. On a happier note, everyone make sure that they're registered to vote and go out and vote. And also check out The Lakers Legacy on Hulu. It's really good, really riveting. If you haven't had a chance to do that yet, check it out. New episodes, I think, are streaming on Mondays. Ma, anything you want to say before we let everyone go?
Everyone be good. Take care of yourself. Go vote. And most importantly, be thankful for every day that we have. Be grateful. Have your heart open, have your mind open, make love, not war.
Okay, so everyone, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also All Things Peju. Guys, check out our Etsy shop, Bambushi Happy Hour, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Peju. And guys, keep the comments coming. We really love it. We really appreciate it. And I think that's about it. Bye, guys.
Bye.